good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Harder, harder. One more time. I'd like to welcome all of you to your Commissioners' Court meeting for October the 5th, 2009. We will begin our court session today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, and then we will have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you all stand?
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for your blessings. Blessing Jefferson County, blessing this court as we make decisions that impact people's lives. We humble ourselves, ask these blessings.
Amen.
All
state. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First items on the agenda apply to purchasing. Item A,
Judge,
ma'am.
On item A and B, item C, and item D, the Commissioner will
have not to exceed. H. Okay, so item A and B are off the agenda. Item C, execute, receive, and file renewal of contract for IFB or term contract for maintenance and repair of elevators for Jefferson County with Otis Elevator Company for a period of from September the 30th, 2009 till September the 29th, 2010. Item D, award IFB term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County to Alston White Lime Company and Chemical Lime Company at a cost of $149.29 per ton for 264.2 Type A hydrated lime and $149.29 a ton for the Type C quick lime grade. Item E, award IFB term contract for hydrated lime to Chemical Lime Company. Item F, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for IFB for a term contract for hydrated lime with Alston White Company. Item G, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for IFB for a term contract for the hydrated lime with Chemical Lime Company. And item H, consider and possibly approve task order number 3 with Arsenault and Gates for the survey of the Southeast Texas Regional Airport and adjacent property fronting Highway 69 at a price not to exceed $7,500. All right, we have a motion from Commissioner Domain and a second from Commissioner Senegal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County commissioners, consider authorizing the institution of a burn ban, and I recommend we table that. We do not presently have a burn ban in effect, and from all our sources, they've asked that we not reinstate a burn ban, so we can just table that. Item B, consider and possibly approve a resolution adopting an order for naming roads and assigning address numbers within the unincorporated area of Jefferson County to provide for an enhanced and more effective 911 emergency response system. Item C, consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming Saturday, October 17, 2009, as the American Heart Association Golden Triangle 2009 Start Heart Walk. It's Heart Walk Day in Jefferson County. And if these items are approved, Commissioner Arnold will read that. Item D, consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating October the 22nd, 2009 as Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program Day, and the month of October 2009 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and October 16th, 2009 as Mama, may I pronounce it?
Mammography.
Okay, Day in Jefferson County. Item E, Commissioner Domain will read that approved. Item E, consider and possibly approve the 2010 holidays. Item F, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a certificate of completion on TDHCA home contract number 1000596. Item G, consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating October 8, 2009 as Texan Plus Wii Bowling Championship Day in Jefferson County. Item, is there anyone here to speak to the Wii tournament? Okay. Item H, consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating the month of October 4th through the 10th, 2009 as National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. And if approved, I will read that proclamation. Item I, receive and file articles of incorporation and bylaws of the Gulf Coast Community Protection and Recovery District, Inc., and resolution of Jefferson County Court approving same. Item J, consider and possibly approve a resolution adopting a resolution adopting the Jefferson County Uniform Tax Abatement Policy for 2009. And item K is to receive and file the approved resolution as stated in J. Item L, consider and possibly appoint Data Reporting Improvement Plan Advisory Board pursuant to Article 60.09 of the Code of Criminal Procedure. The board is to be comprised of the sheriff, his designee, an attorney who represents the state in district court, an attorney who represents the state in county court, district clerk or her designee, the county clerk or her designee, the police chief of the city of Beaumont, the director of MIS or his designee, and other deemed appropriate. The board is to prepare a data reporting improvement plan to improve the disposition rate in criminal courts to exceed 90%, and the board must be appointed no later than November the 1st, 2009. Item M, receive and file amended order to participate in the Texas Enterprise Zone program and to nominate Motiva LLC, Motiva Enterprises LLC, as a triple jumbo enterprise project. N, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a resolution admitting the city of Taylor Landing to the Interjurisdictional Emergency Management Plan, to which the county is a party, along with Nome, China, Belle Oak, Port Neches, Nederland, and Groves. Item O, receive and file order to adopt a tax rate at .365 cents per $100 evaluation. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion by Commissioner Arnold.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. On the proclamation proclaiming Saturday, October the 17th, American Heart Association Walk Day. Commissioner Arnold, will you read that, please?
Judge, I will, but I think Mr. Is that the recommendation?
I like your thinking. Let's see.
We'll just adopt a policy if it's the holiday falls on a Friday, I mean a Saturday, it's the Friday before, and if it's on Sunday, it's the Monday after.
That's too easy.
Oh, okay.
Now.
We wouldn't have to do this every year.
Well, now, that's interesting.
Okay.
Nah.
I
don't care. Monday? What do y'all want?
Sunday.
Just made the decision time here.
Since I made the motion, I'll say on July it's on Monday, and on December it's on Friday.
What are you trying to be?
The day closest to the actual what am I saying there?
We need a workshop.
Oh, you made the motion.
That's okay.
Good.
I stand by my motion.
Okay, you stand by your motion.
Four-hour workshop.
Which basically does the same thing, right?
If the holiday falls on a Saturday, we recognize it on the Friday before. If it's on a Sunday, we recognize it on the Monday after.
Who made the second?
You seconded.
Then I'll second again.
You'll second that.
I'll second it again.
You're going to second it again?
Second it a second time.
Well, you want to take that one separate for a vote?
I think we've approved it, Judge, but if you...
I think in reality what happens is most employees plan ahead and they take a day's vacation or whatever if that doesn't fit with their schedule. So it's either way, you're not going to make everybody happy. You just got to do something fair.
So we've already voted on it. Is that right?
Not since we named the days.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then...
I modified my motion and he modified a second.
Then any further discussion on holidays? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Whatever we did. Let's see.
Heart Walk?
Yes, sir. Okay. The Heart Walk. Commissioner Arnold.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, it's indeed an honor today to recognize the American Heart Association for this particular project that's coming up on October the 17th. And I would ask that Charlotte Davidson and Shane Howard and did Michael show up? Okay. Y'all come to the podium as I read this proclamation, if you would. Shane is one of the co-chairs for the Heart Walk this year, and Charlotte is the executive director of the American Heart Association. Whereas on October the 17th, 2009, the American Heart Association signature fundraising event, the Start Heart Walk, will take place. And whereas in Jefferson County, the American Heart Walk raises money to fund life-saving research and community education while raising awareness about cardiovascular disease and stroke, the nation's leading causes of death and disability. Volunteers assist with the many functions planned and organized by the American Heart Association Golden Triangle Board of Directors, along with the 2009 co-chairs, Shane Howard and Mike Landry, and Honorary Chairman, Commissioner Eddie Arnold. And whereas on Saturday, October the 17th, on Crockett Street in downtown Beaumont, the American Heart Association Golden Triangle 2009 Start Heart Walk will begin with registration at 8 a.m. and the 5K walk to launch the, at 9 a.m. And whereas the numerous Jefferson County employees, family members, and friends will be participating, and whereas the American Heart Association helps improve the healthcare system by training healthcare professionals about heart and stroke procedures, advocating for patient rights, and helping advance the best quality care, and whereas the American Heart Association helps people live healthier lives by educating them about how to prevent heart disease and stroke, and whereas the American Heart Association saves lives by funding research and discovering scientific breakthroughs, now therefore the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim Saturday, October the 17th, 2009, as the American Heart Association Golden Triangle 2009 Start Heart Walk Day in Jefferson County. And we urge everyone in the community and throughout the county to help the American Heart Association fight our nation's number one and number three causes of death, heart disease and stroke. The Heart Walk helps create hope, inspire change, and celebrate success. Shane, you would Charlotte like to make a comment?
Yes, Judge, Commissioners, thank you very much. And Commissioner Arnold, thank you for hosting the press conference here earlier today. As we discussed, heart disease affects practically everybody in the community, regardless of where you come from, economically, racially, you name it. So I want to thank the entire employees, staff, commissioners, and the judge for supporting this important effort. And again, just give additional credit to Charlotte for the work that she's done. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Judge, one more quick comment. I want to applaud also the employees of Jefferson County and those who participated in the purchase, the heart, the Sea of Hearts. Debbie from Miriam's up, Bevilacqua, thank you. Patricia Nance from my office, Roy Dean from maintenance. Over, if you've been in the atrium area of the courthouse, there's probably close to 1,000 hearts. These were donated or purchased by individuals on recognizing someone special to them, and those were hung in the courthouse as part of this activity. So I want to special acknowledge those folks and let them know how much we appreciate those and the ones who also purchased the hearts as well. But I also would challenge the court and our employees and come out and join me on October the 17th for the 5K walk. And as I said over earlier today, if you can't make 5K, we'll have golf carts to bring you back to your car, so don't worry if you can't quite get there. But it's going to be a fun event for a great cause, and we'd appreciate any and all of you coming out and showing your support for the American Heart Association.
How far is 5K? 3 miles?
Well, you walk that in your sleep, Judge.
I will walk in it as long as the designated route leads to Forest Lawn Cemetery. You just leave me there. Okay. Next, we have the Gift of Life program. Will all of those involved with this great, great program please stand up, come up? Sure. Okay.
Okay. What do we need to do? What do we need to do?
Thank you. Judge and the court, we thank you once again for the opportunity to be here. You know, it's October when we show up. We so appreciate the support that the court has always given us. Our program is celebrating its 15th year this year. 15th year, 15,000 mammograms, 15,000 free screenings to the medically underserved women in Southeast Texas. We've also reached more than 44,000 people with our Dauphine educational outreach programs. So we've been busy, and we thank you all for supporting us. We thank the members of our community who volunteer on a regular basis, and we especially give recognition to all of our supporters who have financially provided us with the means to continue this program. It is vital to our community, and we thank you.
We have some very exciting news to announce as an amendment to everything that our wonderful board president, Neil McCallum Morris, just added. That legendary film, stage, and screen, and television star, Debbie Reynolds, will be joining us on Tuesday, October 20th, at the Julie Rogers Theater for an unforgettable night called Putting on the Pink. We couldn't be more thrilled with the announcement that Debbie will be joining us, because her career spans over 60 years. She's an incredible performer. She'll be bringing her own personal musicians with her. You will be razzled and dazzled at this show, so we hope that everyone who supports our event, our cause, our program, will join us, will come out for an unforgettable evening with Debbie Reynolds. Of course, this event does benefit our breast cancer awareness program, and that program entails, it allows us the opportunity and the honor of providing additional free mammograms to medically underserved women throughout Southeast Texas. And, you know, as Regina has stated over and over again this year, we'd love to just sit on our laurels and rest and close shop. But until the day comes that a cure is found for breast cancer, we will be here in this community. We're going to be here to provide free mammograms as well as free prostate cancer screenings to men and women throughout the region, and we couldn't be happier to do it. As I mentioned, this event benefits our breast cancer awareness program. In addition to that, our Pink Shopping Card program, which is in its fourth year, Regina, we're in our fourth year of this program, more successful than ever before, over 650 participating merchants. Each $50 card purchase benefits the Breast Cancer Awareness Program, which also allows us to provide more mammograms throughout the region. And the purchase is tax deductible, so it's a win-win-win situation. Win for the merchants, it drives traffic to their stores and encourages local local business for our economy. It's a win for the cardholder. They save 20% at over 650 retailers throughout the region. And it's a win for those women who will be receiving the free mammograms through our program. So you can't lose with this program. So we encourage everyone, Christmas gifts, holiday gifts, to purchase a Pink Shopping Card and help save lives. Is there anything you'd like to add, Regina?
We thank you all so much. I know I was gonna get tapped with a ruler if I hadn't. So I figured I better do it before you reached out and embarrassed me. Look how, isn't it wonderful to have these supporters here and these volunteers and members of our executive committee. Nell has been with us for more years than she'd like to admit, but we can't do this without her. Linda Domino, unfortunately, could not be here today. She and Gay Scott are cheering this big evening with Debbie Reynolds. Some of you may have been aware that Rue McClanahan was going to be joining us on Thursday the 22nd. That has now changed due to some unforeseen circumstances, but we're very excited about Debbie Reynolds, and now the event has been moved to what I refer to as Mom's Place, the Julie Rogers Theater, and we think it'll be a great evening. Additionally, we've mentioned the fact that this is 15,000 free mammograms in our 15th anniversary. There are over 100 women who are walking around in Southeast Texas, and we're so grateful that we've been able to extend their lives through access to treatment with our wonderful partners UTMB Galveston, and Memorial Hermann Baptist, both in Orange and in Beaumont, and the Julian Ben Rogers Cancer Institute and the Dolphin Cancer Screening Center. So we have lot of collaborators. Obviously, this is an effort that's bigger than any of us individually, and it's only through partnerships and our wonderful association with Jefferson County that we can continue doing this. And our greatest prayer is that not only do we save lives, but that eventually we don't have to worry anymore because the cure is found. And maybe one day, maybe not in our lifetimes, but hopefully one day soon. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Judge, I would say this here. It was a pleasure this weekend watching the football games on television and all of those professional athletes wearing something with pink on it to make sure that this nation put that in the forefront. And I want to applaud Ms. Rogers, your family, and the organization for what it has done for our county. We are talked about in other places in envy because of what you guys have done and the volunteer and the supporters from those sponsors. So I want to make sure that we let you know we really appreciate what you have done for our community.
Thank you.
Will all of the 4-H members please come up to the podium? Are you the speech maker?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read this proclamation, and then you can have the floor. This pertains to 2009, National 4-H Week. Whereas since 1907, 1908, the 4-H program has provided a world in which youth and adults learn, grow, and work together as catalysts for positive change. And whereas Jefferson County Commissioners Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas AgriLife Extension Service for 102 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State. Whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and to form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society. And whereas its 642,641 urban, suburban, and rural members, ranging from the age of 8 to 19, hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the services of more than 34,529 volunteers who have given generously of the time, talent, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas through its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for the countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs, it continues to build character and instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does proclaim October the 4th through October the 10th, 2009, as National 4-H Week, and we commend the Texas 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas AgriLife Extension Service and the many, many men and women who have made the program a success. We urge the young people of this country or this county to take advantage of the opportunity to become involved in the 4-H program. Yes, ma'am. What is your name?
Melissa Yates.
Okay.
Thank you, Judge Walker and Commissioners, for declaring October 4th through 10th, 2009 is National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. I am Melissa Yates from the Mid-County 4-H Club and Chairman of the Jefferson County 4-H Youth Council. I'm here today representing my fellow Youth Council officers, Keely Morgan, Bevel Oaks 4-H Club, Kelly Stokes, Mid-County 4-H Club, Juliana Leano, Mid-County 4-H Club, Jordan DeVille, Reach 4-H Club, and Cheyenne Elkins, Lucky Clover 4-H Club, along with over 300 Jefferson County youth that participate in our 10 local 4-H clubs. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills. In 2009, we had 5,737 youth participate in 4-H programs that offer the opportunity to succeed by learning life skills. There were 125 entries at county competitions, with 97 at the district level, and 19 senior 4-H members participated at state competitions. We had 54 4-H members show in the Hurricane Ike Relief Livestock Show and 70 4-H members show in the Southeast Texas State Fair. This year, we also contributed to our county by donating school supplies to the DESC program, had a food drive for the Southeast Texas Food Bank, we decorated Christmas trees for the foster children, prepared and handed out lunches at YMBL's Kids Day at the rodeo, and helped with the Bridge City cleanup, and made potholders that were given to families in Chambers County after Hurricane Ike, just to mention a few. This year is National 4-H Week. 4-H members across Texas will be celebrating One Day 4-H on October 10th, where all of us will be involved in a community service activity on that day. In Jefferson County, we will be giving the Hope Center, cleaning buckets with cleaning supplies and eye care kits, with toiletry items for the residents that they help. We would like to invite everyone to use National 4-H Week to learn more about 4-H in Jefferson County and a special program that gives the chance for youth to learn together. So on behalf of Jefferson County 4-H, we would like to present you with a token of our appreciation for your continued support. And we would like to also say happy birthday to Commissioner Alfred.
Thank you. Oh, is this his birthday? Thank you, dear. I'm glad to know you. How old are you, Commissioner? You don't have to answer that. Okay. Thank y'all so much. You do great work.
Thank you.
All right, County Auditor. Item A, consider a budget transfer for indigent health for additional cost of pharmaceutical, $72,125. Item B, consider a budget transfer for the district attorney for additional stamps or postage, $1,000. C, consider a budget transfer, Road and Bridge Precinct 1 and 2, correction to road foreman's salary in the amount of $4,332. Item D, payment of regular county bills, check number 330350 through check number 330687. A motion on these.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Alford and a second by Commissioner Arnold. In discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Clerk, item A, consider and possibly approve a polling location change for the November 3, 2009 constitutional amendment from Precinct 65. From the current location at Regina Howell Elementary on Regina Lane, Beaumont 2, Sally Curtis Elementary on North Circuit Drive in Beaumont, due to notification from BISD that Regina Howell Elementary will be unavailable on that date. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion by Commissioner Arnold. Offered. And a second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Treasurer, item A, authorize release of pledged securities at Capital One for the funds of Jefferson County. Is there a motion on that? Got a motion by Commissioner Alford and a second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering, item A, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit to Cimarex Energy Company for the installation of a 6-inch pipeline encased in a 10-inch pipeline carrying oil, gas, and water across the Old Sire Lake Road. This project's located in Precinct 1. Item B, consider and possibly approve a final plat of Foreman Estate Lot 1 and 2 out of the David Choate Survey, abstract number 11, Jefferson County. Property is located in the city of Beaumont's ETJ. That's extraterritorial jurisdiction and Precinct 1. Have a motion by Commissioner Arnold.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Risk management. Consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Kim Isaacs to attend the Medco Best Practices Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, October the 28th through the 30th, 2009. It's a budgeted item. Medco is covering all costs except slot machines and, kidding, strike that from the record. Covering all costs except airfare and meals, which are estimated to be $375. There a motion on that? Have a motion by Commissioner Senegal.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Domain?
Yes, sir.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department. Item A, receive and file a 2009 Paul Coverdale Forensic Science Improvement Grant on behalf of the Crime Lab. This is a fully funded NIJ grant in the amount of $80,104 and requires no cash match from the county. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Domain, second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes our agenda for today. So we're adjourned.
Hey.